Good morning. Let's begin with prayer.
早晨好，让我们以祷告来开始。
Dear God, we thank you for the privilege of worship.
主啊，我们为了能够这样自由的来敬拜而感谢。
Even when we are separated physically, we can join together as your body.
虽然我们不能就是这样子聚在一起，但是我们却可以加入你的身体。
This morning, help us to focus on your word and to hear from you.
今天早晨求你帮助我们专注在你的话语上，也能听到你的声音。
That you will speak to us what you have for us today.
求你真的是对我们的心说话，把你想要说的让我们能告诉我们。
I pray in Jesus' name.
我们这样祷告，奉主耶稣的名。Amen.
During these few weeks, I have been reading a lot of things.
过去几个星期我读了很多。
And I had a book that I had wanted to read for a long time, a psychologist.
我就是有一本书我一直想读，但是一直没读，就是一个心理学家写的。
Who said that the great disease of the 21st century is what he calls the fear of missing out.
他说这个二十一世纪最大的一个疾病就是这个错过恐惧症。
He said, everything in our world appeals to this fear of missing out.
他说这个世界上的很多东西就是针对我们这一点的。
Commercials are all about the fear of missing out.
比如说这种商业广告所有的讲的都是针对这一点。
Do you want to be the only person in your community that doesn't have the newest iPhone or the newest gadget?
就是你愿意成为你们社区唯一的一个，就是没有这个最新款的这个 iPhone 或者是这个最新款的一种仪器东西吗？
Stock market sells people.
所以呢，这个，比如说这个广，这个股市呢也是通过这一点来卖给你低价股。
You better buy this stock because it might be the next Amazon.
所以你最好买这个股票吧，因为这个股票有可能成为下一个亚马逊的股票。
And if you wait too long, you'll miss out.
如果你等太久了，你可能就错过这个机会了。
I bought something online a few weeks ago.
几个星期以前我从网上买了一个东西。
And as soon as I clicked, to purchase,
我一点下来就说把它买了之后呢
，A pop-up window said, "Here is something else you can buy in the next 10 minutes for a special price."
然后马上又出来一个窗口说，这是未来十分钟之内你可以用一个特价来买的一样商品。
I clicked, "No, I'm not interested."
然后我就点击说我没兴趣。
And the message came back up, "Are you sure this is the cheapest you'll ever get it?"
然后又有个信息出来说，你确定吗？这个是你能拿到的最低价。
Everything is about a fear of missing out on something.
所以呢，大家都有点害怕自己会错过、遗漏什么东西。
Now sometimes this sounds kind of funny.
有的时候听起来很可笑，是不是？
But it really isn't.
但是却不是。
Because we live with the constant stress.
因为我们是在这个持续的不断的压力之下。
What am I missing out on?
你说我到底错过了什么？我遗漏了什么呢？
So our schedules end up too busy.
所以我们的这个时间表就特别的繁忙，忙碌。
Our budgets end up exhausted.
然后我们的这个钱也都花光了。
Dave Ramsey says, we buy things we don't need.
然后有一位基督徒的这种帮助计划的一个人叫 Dave Ramsey 就说
We buy things we don't need with money we don't have.
我们用自己没有的钱去买不需要的东西。
To impress people we don't even like.
让那些我们甚至不喜欢的人重视。
At our jobs.
然后在我们的工作岗位上。
We take on tasks that we don't want to do.
我们就会去承担那些并不想做的事情。
To satisfy, to satisfy people who will never be satisfied.
就想要去讨那个从来不会高兴的人的喜悦。
We're under constant pressure.
然后我们就是在不断的这种压力之下。
And then we go home.
然后我们回家了。
And the people that we really do care about,
这个家人是我们真正在意的。
We're too exhausted to show love to them.
但是我们太累了，都没有没办法向他们显示这个爱。
We're irritable towards them.
我们对他们就是脾气很容易激怒。
All because we're spending all of our effort under stress for other things.
因为我们就是不断的在把我们的精力花在这个不断的压力之下，花在别的事情之上。
It even affects us physically.
这个也会影响我们的身体。
I read that last year, over half of the days that people miss for work were caused by illness related to stress and depression.
就是去年，他们说大概有一半的病假都是跟这个压力和这个抑郁症还有焦虑有关。
This fear of missing out, more importantly, affects us spiritually.
这个错过恐惧症更重要的是它影响到了我们的这个，影响到了我们的属灵状态。
We have no time to spend with Jesus.
我们没有时间跟耶稣在一起。
Because we get up in the morning.
因为早上我们一起来。
I have to check Facebook or WeChat.
我们得赶快看看我们的脸书或者看我们的微信。
I've got to check the news on CNN to see what I'm missing.
我得赶快看看 CNN 上是不是我错过了什么新闻。
I need to exercise a few minutes on the gym machine that I bought on impulse from a home shopping network.
我就是要赶快，因为我这个一冲动呢就买了一个健身器材，我得跑上去锻炼几分钟。
And then I have to hurry to a job to earn more money.
然后我得赶快去上班，然后挣更多的钱。
To buy stuff to put in my garage.
然后买的东西呢就放在车库里。
It affects everything.
这个影响到我们生活的方方面面。
And so I've been reading and thinking a lot about spiritual growth.
所以我又在读了很多书，也在思想这个属灵的成长。
And how this pressure of constant activity affects us.
就是这种不断的需要进行各种各样的活动的这种压力是如何影响我们的。
In my own Bible reading, I've been reading in Mark and Acts and 1 Peter.
然后我自己的读经计划是我在读马可福音和使徒行传还有彼得前书。
Three books that address many issues of spiritual growth.
这三本书呢是讲了很多关于属灵成长的事情问题。
And over the next few months, I want to share some messages from these books about our spiritual growth.
对，未来的几个月呢，我就想从这三本书里来跟大家分享关于属灵成长的一些信息。
But this morning, I want to start with one of the very basic things.
但是今天早上我要讲这个很根本的一件事情。
And that is that we do not grow in a hurry.
就是我们在匆忙之中，我们是没有办法成长的。
Three or four years ago, Pastor Shi planted a mango tree in our backyard.
就是四年以前，许牧师在我们家的后院儿种了一棵芒果树。
And I don't know anything about trees.
我对这个果树是完全一窍不通。
And so the first year I said to him, this isn't growing.
然后第一年我说这个树完全都没有长。
There's no fruit.
也没有果子。
He said, you must be patient, you must wait.
牧师说你要耐心一点，你要等待。
I trusted him because his yard is filled with beautiful fruit trees.
我就很相信他，因为他的后院种了很多那个果树。
And after time, this year, we have some beautiful, juicy mangoes.
然后呢，就等了几年，今年我们有这个果汁充丰满的，然后很甜的这个芒果。
But it takes time.
但是这个是需要时间的。
As long as we live in this fear of missing out.
只要是我们活在这种错过的这种恐惧当中。
Hurry, hurry, hurry.
就是一直跑啊忙啊。
We're not going to have the patience and the time for spiritual growth.
我们就没有耐心和时间去发展自己的属灵上的成长。
So as I was reading this book about the fear of missing out,
所以当我读这本关于这个错过恐惧症的书的时候，
I began to think, what is the cure for the fear of missing out?
所以我就想说这个错过恐惧症的治疗它的疗法到底是什么呢？
And I think the cure is the joy of missing out.
所以我想呢就是这个的对于错过恐惧症的这种治疗就是源于错过的喜乐。
The joy of saying, I don't have to do everything.
这个喜乐是在于你说我不需要去做每件事情。
Instead, I can slow down and set priorities.
然后我可以停就是缓下来然后呢把自己的这个优先次序给弄好。
I can live as God intended me to live.
我可以照着神所期待的我的方式来生活。
Because life is a series of choices.
因为生命呢是生活其实就是一系列的选择。
Every time I say yes to this, I am saying no to something else.
当我每次对一件事情说好的话，我们是对很多别的事情说不。
That's true with money, it's true with time.
不管是对时间还是对金钱都是如此。
And so, if I'm going to say yes to spending time with God, I'm going to have to say no to some other things.
所以当我说我要花时间跟神在一起的时候，我就要对很多别的事情说不。
Now you might wonder why I'm talking about this now.
你可能会问我为什么我会现在来讲这个主题呢？
Because for the last 2 months, most of us have slowed down.
因为这过去两个月，大部分人我们的生活其实是缓慢下来了。
Our jobs have slowed down.
我们的那个工作呢也慢下来了。
A lot of things we can't do.
我有很多事情我们不能再做了。
And so you might say, I don't need this right now.
所以你说我现在也不需要这个题目。
I have plenty of time with God right now.
我跟神有很多的时间。
And that's good.
那很好。
But I know what's going to happen.
但是我知道未来会发生什么。
It's going to happen to me and it's going to happen to you.
会发生在我身上也会发生在你身上。
Our companies are going to reopen.
我们的公司很快又会开门。
Our church is going to reopen.
然后我们教会也会再开门。
Soon we will be back in the race.
然后我们很快又会回到过去那种好像在赛跑的状态当中。
In fact, 6 months from now, we'll be working and running faster than ever to try to catch up what we lost during these 2 months.
再过半年呢，我们会比以前呢跑得更快更匆忙，因为我们想要那个弥补现在所失去的两个月的时间。
And so this morning I want to give some preparation for that.
所以呢，我今天早上想给大家为那个时间呢做准备。
How do I enjoy missing out for what's truly important?
我如何是为了一些真正重要的事情来享受这个错过的这种喜悦呢？
And the example that I want to look at is Jesus himself.
我要讲的这个例子就是主耶稣他自己。
Because think about him.
你想一想主耶稣。
He's here for a little over 30 years.
他在地球上只待了大概三十多年。
He's going to have 3 years of public ministry.
他只有三年的这个公开的事工的时间。
Think of the pressure to hurry.
你想一想那种想要赶紧的那种匆忙的压力。
Some of you are probably like me.
有些你们其中有些人可能会像我。
I have a list of things I want to accomplish.
我有一个清单就是我每天要做的事情。
And if you say to me, you only have 3 years.
如果你对我说你只有三年的时间。
I'm going to think, oh man, I have to hurry.
我就会说我得赶紧的抓紧时间。
But we don't read in the New Testament that Jesus lived in that kind of pressure.
但是我们读新约，我们不会看读到说主耶稣就活在那种压力之下。
In fact, it's the opposite.
其实正好相反。
And I want to look at that this morning.
今天早上我想来看这个。
I want to start in Mark chapter 1.
第一个我们想看那个马可福音第一章。
And I want you to see that Jesus had the joy of missing out so that he could spend time with God.
主耶稣他就是能够他可以享受就是错过一些事情的这种喜乐，然后这样他可以花时间跟神在一起。
Mark chapter 1 verse 35 starts a paragraph.
就是马可福音的一章三十五节是一个新的篇章的一段的开始。
But right before this paragraph, it tells us that crowds have gathered around to be healed.
在这一段之前呢，前面就讲了，就是人群聚集在他门前要想被医治。
This is in the period of Jesus' ministry where he's very popular.
这一段主耶稣的事工时期是他非常的名望名声很高。
Crowds are waiting for him.
大家都在等着他。
So what does he do?
然后他在做什么呢？
Verse 35.
第三十五节。
Rising very early in the morning while it was still dark.
天未亮的时候主耶稣就起来。
He departed and went out to a desolate place and there he prayed.
到旷野地方去，在那里祷告。
Simon Peter and those who were with him searched for him.
西门和同伴追了他去。
They found him.
遇见了就对他说。
And said to him, everyone is looking for you.
众人都找你。
And he said,
耶稣对他们说。
Let us go that I may preach.
我们可以往别处去。
Here's what I want you to see.
到也我在那里也好传我的传道不要说的是
everyone wants him
每个人都想找他
and the fear of missing out would say oh I have to help
这个怕错过的这种恐惧就会说哎呦我得去帮这个人帮那个人
but he kept time to spend with his father
但是他保留时间跟他的天父在一起
Now, in daily life, this is what this fear of missing out looks like.
在每日的生活中，这种错过恐惧症的表现会是这样的。
I need to work more or I'll miss out on a promotion or a pay raise.
我得更努力的，更花更多时间去工作，不然我就不会被提升，或者是。
I can't afford to spend 30 minutes a day with God.
我不能没有。就是承担不起花三十分钟时间跟神在一起。
I need to spend that time at my job.
我应该花那个时间在我的工作上。
And our fear of missing out on things here.
我们就是那个错过在害怕错过这个地球这个世界上的事情。
Keep us from spending time with God.
就让我们不能花时间跟神在一起。
Now I have to tell you.
那我要告诉大家
It's easy for me to say that about your job.
对我来讲很容易来告诉你关于你的工作的问题。
You shouldn't put your job ahead of God.
你不应该you mean should or shouldn't?
Should not.
Okay, 你不应该把你的
You should not put your job ahead of God, time with God.
Yeah, 你不应该把你的工作放在神之前。
But let me tell you a secret.
那我告诉你一个秘密。
This is a problem for pastors and missionaries just as much as it is for you.
就像对你这是个问题，这是同这个牧师和这个宣教士也是面对这样同样的问题。
Pastors burn out because they think, oh, what if I'm not doing enough?
这个牧师呢都有点精疲力尽，因为他们害怕说我是不是做的不够。
A missionary told me one time,
有一位宣教士有对我说
I can never let people think that I'm taking a vacation.
我从来不能让人觉得我现在在度假。
Maybe they won't give money if they know that I take a vacation.
如果他们要知道我那个现在是去度假了，也许他们就不会再。
I always have to be busy working for God.
我们要就是很忙碌的为神工作。
We want to please people.
我们想要就是讨人的喜悦。
And whether it's Christian work or work in a company,
不管你是说是一个全职的一个服侍的人，或者是你在公司里，
we begin to focus more on pleasing people than our relationship with God.
我们更专注在怎么让人高兴，而不是说你跟神的关系。
Jesus could have said in Mark 1,
主耶稣可以在马可福音第一章说，
There's a bunch of people wanting to be healed.
这边有这么多人等着要被医治。
Oh, if I go out there and heal them, they're going to be excited.
如果我出去就是把他们都治好，他们会很兴奋。
But he knew his first priority was to spend time with his heavenly father.
但是他知道他的第一重要性是，首要的事情是要花时间跟神在一起。
And so while crowds of people are waiting out front,
虽然就是有人群聚众一个巨大的人群在外边等着被他医治。
He slips out the back door to go pray with his father.
但是他却从后门溜出去去花时间跟他父神在一起。
If you are taking notes this morning, write this sentence down.
如果你今天早上在做笔记，请你记下这句话。
Jesus knew.
主耶稣知道
My relationship with God is more important than my work for God.
我跟神的关系比我为神做的工更重要。
My relationship with God must be first.
我跟神的关系必须是首要的。
We can be tempted.
我们有时候很容易
to the pride.
就是有这种就陷入这种骄傲中。
That thinks our work for God is so important that it's more important than our relationship with God.
我们为神所做的工呢是这样的重要，甚至超过了我们跟神的关系。
This is for all of us.
对我们所有人，其实这都是一种试探。
If you're a pastor, an elder, a deacon,
不管你是牧师还是长老还是执事。
If you're a Sunday school teacher, a cell group leader,
或者你是主日学老师，或者你是小组长。
If you're a father or mother who's leading your family,
或者你是父母在领导你带领你的家庭。
We cannot lead people where we have never gone.
我们不能把人带到我们从来没有去过的地方。
And so if we are not spending the time to draw close to God,
如果我们没有花时间去跟神更亲近，
We can't lead people close to God.
我们也没有办法带领人跟神更亲近。
Jesus understood the joy of missing out on things in order to spend time with his father.
主耶稣真的是知道说为了花时间跟神在一起而就是错过的这种喜乐。
When he's going to minister,He goes away first to spend time with God.
当他要服侍的时候呢，他首先先就是自己独处，然后花时间跟神在一起。
When he's going to be tempted,
当他要面对试探的时候，
he spends 40 days praying and fasting.
他就花了40天的时间禁食祷告。
I used to read that story and think, oh, he was so weak at the end of that when he was tempted.
然后我原来读的时候我就觉得在那个禁食祷告40天之后他肯定是非常的 虚弱软弱。
No, at the end of 40 days, fasting and praying, he was strong.
但是实际上是在40天的禁食祷告之后他的灵力是非常的强壮。
He had spent time with his father and he was ready to face temptation.
他已经花时间跟他的父神在一起，所以他已经预备好要面对试探。
Now again, in the next few weeks, we will start to reopen our companies and our businesses and our church and our activities.
然后呢，在未来的几个星期呢，不管是公司还是教会还是各样的活动又开始慢慢恢复。
But I want to ask you,
但是我想问大家
，As you go back into the busyness of life，
当你又回到那个生活中的繁忙的时候，繁忙的时候
，To say what can I miss out in order to spend more time with God？
就是你可以问自己说，我可以错过什么，让我可以跟神花时间在一起呢
Now, please understand, I'm not asking you to do a bad job at work.
我请大家不要误解，我不是说你在做一个不好的，就是工作的很糟糕。
Don't call your boss and say, I'm going to come to work late every day so I can spend more time reading my Bible.
你不要给你的老板打电话说我要每天晚点来上班，这样我可以早晨有时间读经。
If you do, your boss will probably say, you're lazy.
然后你如果这样做的话，你老板肯定会说你太懒了。
And he'll probably be right.
他可能是对的。
What I am saying is,
我要说的是
Find those places where you can set aside some time.
就是找那个时间你可以专门放在你可以找时间。
And say, God,
你说神呢
you are a priority in my life.
说谁是我在我的生命中在首位。
If I miss out on what CNN or Fox News says, it's not going to hurt me very much.
如果我就是没有去看那个福克斯或者是 CNN 的新闻，我也不会损失很多。
I want to spend time with you.
我想要花时间跟你在一起。
But let me look at another story from Jesus' life.
让我们看主耶稣的生活的另外一方面，另外一个例子。
Jesus had the joy of missing out on things to spend time with his Father.
主耶稣会为了就是有为了花时间跟神在一起，他享受这种错过的喜乐。
But he also had the joy of missing out in order to serve other people.
他是也是因为别人的缘故，他可以错过一些事情，他有这种错过的喜乐。
Chapter 5.
在马可福音第五章。
I'm not going to read this whole story.
我们不会读这个整个故事。
You can read it this afternoon.
今天早上下午你可以去读。
But let me try to summarize the story for you.
让我把这个故事的给你概括一下。
A man by the name of Jairus, he is a leader in the synagogue.
有一个管会堂的人名叫雅鲁。
He comes to Jesus and he says, my daughter is very ill.
他来见耶稣，他说我的女儿病得很重。
Please come with me and heal her.
求你快快的过来来医治她。
Jesus says, okay.
主耶稣说好。
Now I want you to get the picture.
让我想象一下。
He starts walking down the road to this man's house.
主耶稣就是走在去这个人的家里的路上。
There's a crowd gathered around him.
然后有一群人就跟着他。
And a woman reaches out to touch him to be healed.
然后有一个女人就是伸手去抓他的衣襟，想要被医治。
For 12 years she has suffered from this disease.
因为他得这个病有十二年之久。
And so she reaches out for healing.
所以呢他就想要被医治。
He stops.
然后主耶稣这时候就停下来。
It interrupts his trip.
这个就是打断了主耶稣的这个行程。
While he is talking to her and healing her.
当他停下来跟这个女人谈话并且医治她的时候
，A messenger comes from the from Jairus' house.
这时候呢，就有人从这个管雅鲁的家里来说
，And they say to Jairus, "There's no need to bring Jesus. Your daughter has already died."
说你的女儿死了，何必还劳动先生呢
？Jesus hears him talking. Them talking.
耶稣听到他们之间的对话。
He has been talking to this woman.
因为他刚才跟这个被医治的这个患血漏的女子谈话。
But while he's talking to her, he hears them telling the man, your daughter has died.
当他跟这个女子说话的时候呢就听到那些有报信的来给这个管会堂们说你女儿已经死了。
And he turns around and he says, don't be afraid.
然后他就转过来对这个管会堂们说不要怕。
Just believe.
只要信。
He goes on to his house.
然后他又继续到他们家里去。
And he raises the daughter back to health.
然后就让这个女孩子从死里复活。
Now, when I read this story,
当我读这个故事的时候
it makes me very stressed.
让我觉得很有压力。
Because I try to picture myself in this story.
因为我想象如果我是这个故事在这个故事在现场我会怎么样。
He's going to heal this little girl.
他要去医治这个小女孩。
And now this woman is interrupting him.
现在这个女人来打断，来打岔。
And she talked so long that now this girl has died.
然后主耶稣花了这么多的时间跟这个女人谈话，然后现在这小女孩死了。
And I would be stressed. What do I do? Who do I help?
然后我就会觉得说很紧张，说我该怎么做？我怎么样才能帮助呢？
You probably understand that.
你可能能了解。
I do.
我起码我是可以了解的。
I'm studying for a sermon and someone interrupts me and I think, wait a minute, I want to focus on this.
我比如说正在准备讲章，突然有人来打岔，我就会说，哎呀，你，我正在准备我的讲道呢。
You may think, oh, if I visit this person, I can't help this person.
然后你会觉得说，如果我去探访这个人，我就没有办法去帮助另外一个人。
And soon, we are stressed.
然后很快我们就觉得很有压力。
And a little bit cranky.
然后就那个腻腻歪歪的。
Maybe not you, but I am.
可能不是你，我会的呀。
But when I read Mark 5,
但是当我读马可福音第五章的时候，
Jesus was not stressed.
主耶稣也没有觉得很有压力。
He was not cranky.
他也不是那个腻腻歪歪的。
He was present to everyone there.
他对于在场的每个人，他都是他的心，他就是完全的在活在当下。
He didn't allow Jairus' needs to cause him to ignore this woman.
他不会让这个雅鲁的需要就让他忽略了这个患血漏的女人的需要。
And he didn't allow this woman to cause him to forget Jairus's need.
他也没有说因为这个女人呢就忘掉了这个雅鲁的需要。
He was present in the moment to the people there.
就是在那个时刻他就对在现场的人他就是也就他的心他的整个人也就在那里。
If you are taking notes, write this down.
所以呢，如果你在写你记笔记的话，请你写下来这个。
Jesus knew.
主耶稣知道。
That opportunities are often disguised as interruptions.
就是机会常常以打扰的假装扮出现。
Someone interrupts you while you are busy.
你正在忙的时候，有人来打岔。
And they say, "Can I talk to you?"
然后他们说，我可以跟你讲话吗？
The fear of missing out says, no, I'm busy.
然后错过恐惧的就说不行我正在忙。
I already have my to-do list for today and you're not on it.
我已经有我今天的计划表你不在里边。
Let me mark down my calendar 3 weeks from tomorrow. I can give you 5 minutes.
然后呢让我在那个日历那个笔记本上记上来再过三个星期的今天我可以跟你谈五分钟。
But the joy of missing out.
但是这个错过因错过而有的这个喜悦在于
recognizes that interruptions are often an opportunity
就是能够认出来这种打断这种搅扰通常呢也是一种机会
as I spend time with this person
当我跟这个人花时间在一起的时候
as I listen to them
当我倾听的时候
It opens the door for a relationship.
就是这个打开了一扇就是我们可以有这种关系的门。
And sometimes the opportunity to share Jesus with a person.
就是有的时候就是跟这个人分享福音的机会。
The joy of missing out.
就是这种因为
错过 that I no longer have the pressure. I think our Zoom is messing. Let me start again.The joy of missing out.
就是
I no longer have the pressure that I have to do everything right now.
就是这个错过的喜乐就在于说我不再有这种压力就是说我必须每件事情要现在做。
Instead, I can trust the Father's plan.
相反的我可以相信天父的计划。
And to realize that sometimes those interruptions are God's way of bringing an opportunity for me to speak into the life of another person.
就是有的时候这种打岔是神给你的机会让你可以对这个人就是对这个人的生命来说话。
In Jesus' life, one of the amazing examples of that.
对主耶在主耶稣的他的一生中这种一个很令人惊奇的一个例子就是
is in John chapter 4,
就是在约翰福音第四章
when he talks to the Samaritan woman at the well,
就是主耶稣跟在井边的撒玛利亚妇人谈话。
Now remember that he is passing through Samaria on his way somewhere else.
就是要知道主耶稣只是经过撒玛利亚是要去一个别的地方。
He has not scheduled time in Samaria.
所以他没有计划花时间在撒玛利亚。
He just stopped there for lunch.
他只是在那停下来吃午餐。
But this woman came to him and he helped her.
但是这个女人就是在他出现了他就帮助了他。
She goes back to the town and tells the people, you need to come hear them.
然后这个女人就回到这个撒玛利亚城告诉他们大家说你们快来看他。
They come and they want to hear him talk.
然后这撒玛利亚人就过来想要听他讲。
And they ask him to stay there.
他们就求他在那里住下。
And for 2 days he stays.
他就在那里住了两天。
I read that and I think.
我就说我才做不到。
I would say, no, 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 I have an appointment in Galilee.
我就说不行不行我在亚利利还有事情。
Look right here at my calendar. It says 9 a.m. tomorrow. I have to be there.
你看看我的那个日程表明天早上九点钟我必须得到加利利。
But Jesus was willing.
但是主耶稣他情愿
to move his schedule.
就是调整他的那个日程表。
For people who had needs.
就是为了那些有需要的人调整他的日程表。
If you and I are going to do what God, to accomplish God's purpose in our lives,
如果我们要完成成就神在我们生命中的旨意,
we will have to have the joy of seeing our schedules get twisted around.
我们必须得有这种愿意就是说看到我们的那个日程表我们的时间表被扭转
For the sake of a person who needs us
为了这个需要我们的这个人的缘故
But there's a third thing that surprises me even more in Jesus' life
在主耶稣的生命中有第三个第三点要让我更惊奇
As I was studying this message
当我为这个今天的讲道做准备的时候
I could understand the first point very well.
第一点呢我非常能理解就是为了花时间跟神在一起而错过的喜乐。
Of course, I should take time for my heavenly father.
就是当然呢我需要花时间跟我的天父在一起。
I could understand the second story.
第二个故事呢我也能了解。
I should take time for those who need help.
就是我需要花时间对那些有需要的人需要帮助的人。
But the third story I want to look at really was hard for me.
第三个我要看的故事对我来讲是很难的。
Mark chapter 14.
在马可福音第十四章。
Jesus was at Bethany at the house of Simon the leper.
主耶稣在伯大尼长大麻风的西门家里
And he was reclining at the table.
他说坐席他就是说就是斜靠在桌子上
Now please excuse me while I give you a little bit of a Bible class.
请大家原谅我在这里给大家一些圣经课程
Otherwise you will miss this.
不然的话你就会错过这一点
You seeIn Jesus' time,
在主耶稣的时代
if you were in a hurry,
如果你在赶就是在赶时间
take some food and eat it as you were walking,
然后你就不像就是边走边吃
you might sit down real quickly and eat,
你可能就是坐下来赶快的吃
but if you were with friends and you were taking time to relax,
如果你是跟朋友们在一起你也花时间在放松
You would lay down on the floor
你就会就是坐在地上
In front of a very low table
然后他们那时候的桌子吃饭的桌子都很低
I really wish we were together in the sanctuary so I could show you
我真是希望我们大家在教堂里边，这样我可以跟大家展示是怎么样的。
But you would lay down on the floor on some pillows.
然后你就坐在地上那个靠着一个枕头。
You would lean on one elbow.
然后你就一个胳膊，你的头靠在一个胳膊上。
And you would eat with the other hand.
然后另外一只手就是吃食物。
You were visiting while you ate.
你就是边看朋友边吃。
A meal might take 2, 3, even 4 hours.
那一顿饭呢，可能是2个小时、3个小时，甚至4个小时。
You were just enjoying time with friends.
你就是很享受跟朋友在一起的时光。
Kind of like drinking tea in China.
就像在中国那个茶话会似的，喝茶似的。
You don't just drink it.
你在中国喝茶，正经的喝茶，不是说一口气就喝完的。
You take time.
然后你就是花时间。
But now here's what I want you to understand.
我想要大家了解的是，
This is the last week of Jesus' life before he dies.
这是主耶稣上十字架死之前的最后一个星期。
All day long he's been with people who are trying to trap him into saying something that will get him in trouble.
整天呢，这些人就是想要抓他的把柄，让他去说一些错的话。
He's soon going to die a terrible death, and he knows that.
他也知道他很快就会面临一个残酷的死亡。
And in the middle of all of that, he takes
就在这个，在这个所有之中，他花时间
to spend with some people.
他就是花时间跟人在一起。
I couldn't have done it.
我是没法做到。
Oh, I've got to get ready.
我要准备好。
So much to do.
有这么多要做的事情。
I would stop at McDonald's and grab a quarter pounder.
我可能就在麦当劳买一个汉堡包。
And I would eat while I was going to the next thing.
然后我就边去要赶时间去做下一件事之前赶快吃。
But even in this busy, busy time,
就算在这个很繁忙、很忙碌的时间，
Jesus had the joy of missing out for the sake of fellowship with people he loved.
就是主耶稣就有这种为了要花时间跟他的这些跟别的人在一起，他有这个错过的喜悦。
If you're taking notes, write this down.
如果你在记笔记，请你记下这个。
Jesus knew that people are more important than projects.
主耶稣知道人比这个事情更重要。
People matter more than projects.
人比这个事情比这个项目更重要。
So he took time for fellowship.
所以我们花时间有彼此相交。
Fellowship is more than just saying, Hi, how are you?
这个相交这个联谊不是就见面打声招呼。
It's more even than a nice friendly conversation.
也不是说大家有一个很好的谈话。
It starts with that conversation.
它是死于这种友好的谈话。
But then it goes deeper.
但是会更深入。
It's sharing one another's burdens.
就是分享彼此的重担。
It's being close enough to be able to say, I want to encourage you to grow in this area.
然后呢就是彼此因为就是很亲近，然后你可以对对方说，你需要在这方面成长。
I want to help carry a burden.
我想要帮助你背起你的重担。
Takes more than 5 minutes.
那个可不止五分钟是做不到的。
That takes more than waving across the sanctuary and saying hello.
那不是说就隔着教堂对那个人挥挥手说你好。
What's that? It takes time for fellowship.
要花时间才能有这种相交。
And that requires sometimes missing out on other things.
这个就需要有的时候你需要错过别的事情。
Now let me quickly finish with 3 things for how we can apply this, how we can follow Jesus' example.
就是有三件事情我们来看说我们如何能够来跟随主耶稣的榜样。
Number one, on a daily basis.
第一个是在每一天的生活中。
Make time for God.
就是花时间找出来时间跟神在一起。
Make time for people.
就是也花时间找时间跟人在一起。
Remember in the first scripture I read today from Mark 1.
记不记得我今天读的马可福音第一章?
It says Jesus rose very early in the morning.
就像天未亮的时候主耶稣就起来。
In another place it tells us that he gave up a night of sleep in order to pray.
在另外一个地方讲到主耶稣整夜未睡就是为了祷告。
If he was too busy, he would rather miss sleep than miss time with his heavenly father.
如果他要是真的是他虽然很忙但是他宁愿牺牲他的睡眠也不愿意牺牲掉他和天父在一起的时间。
If we're going to grow as God wants us to,
如果我们能够希望能够像神所期待的那样去成长
we will have to make time for God every day.
我们必须要找时间花时间跟神在一起。
The second thing I want to say to you is every week,
我第二要说的是第二每个星期
we will have to make time for a Sabbath.
我们要有时间做安息。
When you read in the Old Testament,
当你在读旧约的时候
a Sabbath was a gift to Israel.
这个安息呢是神给以色列的礼物。
It was God saying, I love you enough to say to you, you must set apart time to be with me.
就是神说我这样的爱你所以呢我愿意对你说你需要花一个专门拨出来一天去安息。
All of the busyness of life,
就在你的生活的这个繁忙之中
you and I need every week,time that is set apart for God.
我们每个星期需要一天拨出来一天给神。
Now for the last few weeks that's been easier.
过去几个星期这个可能挺容易的。
But it will get hard.
但是未来会比较难。
And you will think I'm too busy, I don't have time.
你就会说我太忙了我没时间。
Let me encourage you to have the joy of missing out on some things.
让我真的就是鼓励你就是为了 错过什么东西而有的喜乐。
To say, I'm setting apart this day to spend with God.
就是说我把这一天给拨出来就是要在神面要敬拜神。
To spend with other Christians.
就这一天呢拨出来就是要为了花时间跟别的基督徒在一起。
To have fellowship with my Christian brothers.
跟我的那个弟兄姐妹有这个联谊。
To serve people who need my help.
就是去服侍那些需要的帮助的人。
I am setting aside time to miss out on the things that our world thinks is important so that I can give it to God.
我去拨出来一些时间拨出来 一天就是要错过那些世界上认为很重要的事情这样子我可以来敬拜神。
The last thing I will say to follow Jesus' example.
最后我要说的要跟随主耶稣的榜样学习他的榜样。
I must constantly believe the gospel.
我要不断的去相信福音。
And by that I mean I must believe day by day that God is in charge of my life.
就是我要相信每一天神在掌管我的生活。
You see, my schedule shows something about whether or not I trust God.
我的日程表其实显示了我到底是不是真正的相信信靠神。
Because if I trust Him, I can put time in my schedule for Him.
如果我真的是信靠他，那么在我的日程表中会可以有时间跟他在一起。
If I don't trust God, I have to do it all myself.
如果我不信靠神，那我
my schedule would be filled with my filled with my controls.
然后呢，我就要自己做每件事情，那我的日程表就显示说我在掌管每件事情。
But if I trust God,
但是如果我信靠神。
I can say, God,
我可以说神啊,
I will trust you with my schedule.
我真的是把我的日程表都放在你的手上。
I'll trust you with my life.
我把我的生命也放在你的手上,我信靠你。
One of my favorite psalms says this.
我最喜欢的一个诗篇是这么说的。
Be still and know that I am God.
你们要休息,要知道我是神。
And that phrase, be still,
那个要休息，你们要
is a command.
那是一个命令。
In fact, in the Hebrew, it's this: be still.
在希伯来文里，就是很就像将军这样子命令说，你们要休息。
Stop.
你要停下来。
Know that I'm God. I'm in charge.
要知道我是神，我在掌管。
It's not a suggestion.
这个可不是个建议提示。
It's a command.
这是一个命令。
Stop what you're doing.
停下来，你正在做的。
And know that I'm God.
知道我是神。
But here's what I want you to see.
我想要大家看到的是。
The verse before is talking about war.
在那个这句之前是讲到战争。
They're in the middle of a battle.
他们是在一个那个征战之中。
There's arrows, there's spears, there's chariots.
有弓箭，有枪，还有战车。
We're going to be busy fighting.
我们要忙着打仗。
And in the middle of that, God says, just stop.
但是就在这个正在这个打仗打得正酣的时候，神说你们要休息。
Know that I am God.
要知道我是神。
I'm in charge.
我在掌管。
I've got this.
我这一切都在我的手中。
You can trust me.
你可以信靠我。
For the last 2 months,
就过去的两个月。
We've kind of had a forced timeout.
我们好像大家必须得停下来。
Some of us probably enjoyed it. Some of us probably hated it.
有些人可能很享受，有些人真的是很不喜欢。
But we've been forced to slow down.
但是我们被强迫的要慢下来。
I hope we've used some of that time and spent it with God.
我希望我们就是花了这些时间跟神在一起。
But now life will start to go back to normal.
但是现在的生活又要回到以前的正常状态。
And as we go back to normal,
但是当我们回到这样一个所谓的正常的生活的时候，
I want to encourage you.
我想要鼓励大家。
To learn the joy of missing out.
就是学习这个错过的这种快乐跟喜乐。
For missing some secondary things.
就是要错过一些不太次要的事情。
For the sake of what's really important.
就为了这个真正重要的事情错过一些次要的。
For family.
就是为了家庭。
For marriage.
为了你的婚姻。
For church.
为了教会。
For people.
为了人。
For God.
为了神。
And as we learn that discipline,
当我们学习到这种自律的时候，
We will have time to grow and be more and more like God.
我们就有时间来成长，然后就会越来越像神。
Let's pray.
让我们一起来祷告。
Dear God, I thank you for your goodness.
神啊，我们为你的美善感谢你。
I thank you thatYou give us the privilege of spending time with you.
我们感谢你给我们这种权益，让我们可以花时间跟你在一起。
Many times it seems we are too busy to take advantage of that you offer us.
就有时候我们太忙了，就没有真的是用到你给我们的这些权益。
In the busyness of life.
在这个生活的繁忙之中。
Help us to slow down.
帮助我们能够慢下来。
To spend time with you.
能够花时间跟你在一起。
To spend time serving others.
帮助我们能花时间去服侍别人。
To spend time in fellowship with your family.
就是在跟神家里的人有这种相交。
I pray in Jesus' name.
我们这样祷告，奉主耶稣的名。
Amen.
Amen.